members of the In Crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @FaderoutePodcast, or drop us a line on X @FaderouteDNZ. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the top NFL running back duos currently in the league. From 5 to 1, what do you got, Dave?
My list is going to surprise you. Okay. All right, so at number 5, I've got Najee Harris and Jalen Warren. And basically, my list is kind of based on, like, you know, how well could the backup play somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
I think Jalen Warren's legit. Number 4, another one's going to surprise you. Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, Washington Commanders. I don't like Austin Eckler, but I do respect him as a 2. I think he's a good 2. Like, I really do think he's a really good 2. Edmonton just scored again, 4.
Jesus Christ.
4-1. Number 3, I got Raheem Mostert and Devon Arcane. I think they're going to really be a problem this year. I love Raheem Mostert's story. And Devon Arcane was hurt last year, but the games he played, I mean, it was just ridiculous. Nobody could touch him. Number 2 is the one that's going to surprise you. I really like Josh Jacobs, and I really like A.J. Dillon. I think Josh Jacobs is one of the best backs in the league. I think he's undervalued. A.J. Dillon is a powerhouse. He's playing in the perfect place in Green Bay where he can run in the snow. I'm curious to see how Josh Jacobs does this. Mm-hmm. I really think they could be like thunder and lightning, the two of them. Number 1, it's Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell. Now, there's a joke going on Instagram that this is all because Christian McCaffrey's a starter. But no, Elijah Mitchell could start on a lot of teams in the NFL. Like, he's a really good running back. And I think he's really talented. Oh, Florida just came back with another goal.
Woo! Yeah, it's the 99-1 theory with CMC and whoever's backup is.
Yeah, someone's back there.
Somebody's back there. Somebody's
no, gonna... I think he's good. I do think he's good.
Those are all good choices. They're all very valid choices. I'm more inclined to put the newer back tandems at the lower end of my top 5 just because we haven't seen them play yet. Right, so Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, they have potential to be a very good pair. On paper, it's a very good pair. Josh Jacobs and A.J. Dillon, a good pair on paper. And I think both of those will translate to the field. I'm definitely a little bit more hesitant because I haven't seen it. But that being said, I'm willing to go with Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler at my 5. I've seen Austin Eckler. I like what Austin Eckler brings to the team. I've seen Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson's a very good running back. The two of them together should be very good. They'll move up the ranks if they're good enough. So, like, I'm there for it. Right there. Number 5. Cool. Number 4. I gotta go. And this is the 99-1 thing again, right? You have Bijan and Tyler Algier. The problem is that, you know, well, now that Arthur Smith doesn't have Bijan the doghouse anymore, you know, Bijan doesn't have naked pictures of Arthur Smith's wife or something. So he can be used more. He only had 214 carries, right? 976 yards, 8 TDs. Okay. Like, he's a bell cow. He has potential to be a bell cow. Feed him. And Algier's good. Algier's a very good backup. He had 5 touchdowns last year. 683 yards. That's more than representative in this league.
Bijan.
Bijan and Algier. Bijan and Algier. I like it. I like it. Number four for me. Number three, Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. I don't know how they got left off the list in favor of Saquon Barkley and Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really friggin' weird. You know, they. Who else? You know, Najee had 1,035 yards, 8 touchdowns. You know, Jaylen Warren had another 4. Like, both of these guys, I mean, combined, they have 2,000 rushing yards. Like, come on now. That's you're embarrassing yourself. You're absolutely embarrassing yourself if you don't include them on this running back tandem list. Number two, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs for the Lions. Very good. Very good.
Yes, that is very good.
A combined 24 touchdowns.
Forgot about those guys. They're young. Well, Gibbs is young.
Montgomery, I don't know. Montgomery is, you know, this was the first time in a while that I haven't, you know, I haven't waited for Montgomery to get hurt. Because, I don't know if you remember this, rookie year, we were playing fantasy football, I took David Montgomery, and I fucking paid for it. I paid for it so bad, because this guy's going to be so good. Should have got a live chicken. But he's finally maturing into that back, you know? And in this system, in this Ben Johnson system, they're thriving. They're shining. And number one for me, Devin Achane, Raheem Mostert,
a
combined 32 touchdowns last year. They're going to put the ball on the ground more.
Yeah.
They're gonna run.
I think the Dolphins are gonna be legit, man.
I think so too. And like, they're really the only thing. They're really the only thing that's keeping the Jets out of contention, in my opinion. I don't know what the Bills are.
Are you okay?
Hear me out. What have the Bills done to excite you? I'm not excited. They haven't done anything for me. Like, the Bills aren't even bringing back the same team.
I recently heard that the Jets asked to not open at home this year.
Well, that's not going to happen.
And then Garrett Wilson changed his number from 17 to 5. And Zach Wilson's wearing 5 in Denver. What the fuck are you doing, man?
I don't know. He didn't take number 2. So there's something.
No, they gotta retire that.
Yeah,
they gotta retire it.
They gotta burn that and piss
they
off.
They gotta retire it.
Like Daniel Snyder, gotta burn it and piss on it.
That's great. I love that line. I gotta start using it.
But yeah. I mean, but logic
in a shirt that says that.
Go to thefadestormdnz.com.
Burn it and piss on it.
But we agree the Patriots are left. The Bills, they haven't done anything that make me think that they're going to stay at the top of the division. So that leaves the Jets and the Dolphins. And the Dolphins are a better team than the Jets. And if this tandem of Mostert and Achane do what they did last year, and you got Tyreek Hill, you got Odell Beckham, you got Jalen Waddle, like that's...
Do you have the Jets finishing ahead of the Bills this year?
As presently constituted with what the Bills have, yeah. The Bills are in transition, man.
Yeah.
The Bills are in transition. Yeah. The Jets are no good, but the Bills are in transition.
The Bills are
in transition. So the Bills used to be good. The Jets are not good.
Ordering up divisions soon,
too. Yeah, we will be ordering up divisions soon. And right now, this ain't it, man. This ain't it. So, you know, if they get the production that they got last year from Mostert and Achane, it's a runaway. It's an absolute runaway. And I think Mike McDaniel is going to be learning from his mistakes. He better be, or else he's not long for a head coaching position. So I think that this team, this tandem, is the legit goods. But those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz, and let us know who the top 1-2 punch at the running back position is in the NFL. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.